It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. It looks like California will face a set of mid-year trigger cuts to the state budget. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, a new field poll says California voters won't like what they get.
We'll learn by the end of next week just how deep the trigger cuts will be. But with state revenues coming in well below the optimistic projections in Governor Jerry Brown's budget, new cuts to K-12, higher education, and health and social services look increasingly likely. If so, 65% of California voters will be upset, including strong majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Only a quarter of those surveyed by the field poll say the trigger cuts are a good idea. That's about how many also say the state legislature is doing a good job, though the 22% approval rating isn't quite as bad as the low of 10% last year. Meantime, Governor Brown's rating remains right about where it's been all year, at 47%. His disapproval rating is up a bit, but more people still like him than dislike him. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
70 California state parks remain on a closure list, and even the ones that stay open can expect big cuts in staffing and maintenance. Park supporters say the cuts are too deep, and they're urging state lawmakers to resist Governor Jerry Brown and restore half the money the system expects to lose. Tracy Berardo Torres with the California State Parks Foundation says the state should find $11 million for next year's budget.
We're not saying parks shouldn't be immune in this overall economic climate. We're just saying this is a system that cannot afford to take the total cut that the legislature has proposed. And we're clearly seeing throughout the state local economy saying this is going to devastate us.
But the governor's Department of Finance and the state parks department say they believe the full $22 million cut is inevitable. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for listening.